Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Gateway Rescue Mission, meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the homeless right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Check us out at www.gatewaymission.org.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy at the Build Mississippi Studios, and looking forward to a great day of just talking about fixing up your home and do-it-yourself projects and anything you might have to do with that whatsoever. Had a great time yesterday. I was on Gerard's show during the day, midday with Gerard, and we talked a little bit about some handyman stuff and just basically had a great conversation. But we were talking a lot about HVAC units and how in this unbearable weather, I mean, it is really just, for some people, it really is unbearable. But keeping cool is so, so important. And the best way to do that is keeping some sort of maintenance program on your HVAC unit or your heating and cooling unit. And, of course, changing your filters. That's a regular thing. I mean, we shouldn't have to say that, but we do. I just about every time have to say, change your filters. That's probably so important. But there's a lot of reasons why a lot of our conditioned air is blown out into the ozones and we don't get use of it. It's gone. Like duct leakage, for instance, there can be tons of duct leakage up there, particularly where your ducts meet the air register that blows the cooler air into your house. Well, the connection to that I won't say it isn't always sealed properly. I'll say most times it's not sealed properly, and it's really not. So you have air leakage there. In other words, if your air unit is putting out 100% cooling as the best that it can, I really do believe that in most homes we're only receiving at very best 85-90% of the cooling. Some of it is just kind of blown away, and that figure goes down as there's less maintenance done to a unit. In other words, the less attention a unit, HVAC unit, gets, the less attention that it gets, the more it loses its ability to keep your house cool. There are people, so many people are struggling in this, when it gets to be like 97, 98 degrees, how to keep cool in this weather. They set their thermostat, and it just won't hold. It just won't hold the temperature that they set it at, because there's a lot of heat pouring in right now through your attics and through all the areas. Just seal up all your air infiltration, anything that can allow any kind of air into your house. And we also mentioned yesterday that an important thing is a lot of people have single glazed glass and window film. Man, it can be such an addition to such a home, to any home at all. Window film can really add to the comfort of your home, the energy efficiency, and MGT films. Check it out. Just go on the website and check out MGT Films and see what they offer for whether you want to increase the strength of a particular window or you're looking to stop just the UV light from coming into your house and have clear film, or you want tinted film, or you want colored glass, or you want it to maybe look like low-E glass. Well, they have a film that matches that as well. So that's a great company to get in touch with. But there are so many ways, there are so many things that we need to do to keep cool in this weather. Caulking around our windows is so important. And, I mean, regular maintenance is really what the key is. And talking to Gerard yesterday, we were talking about There are people who like to do things themselves and have the ability and the time and the skill to do that themselves. And then there are some people who just hire people to do this kind of thing. And we were talking about that a little bit yesterday, and some of the things we mentioned was when you hire a person to do some work on your property, it has to be a skilled professional. It cannot be just somebody off the streets. I mean, really, there are professionals in every occupation out there, whether it be plumbing or electrical or HVAC or it doesn't matter, windows and doors or siding and guttering and roofing. There is a lot of people out there, but there's only a certain percentage of them that are really professional and understand exactly what they're doing and can help you the very best way they can. In other words, you will get 100% usage out of a company that is really depends a lot on service and cares and loves and just really enjoys doing what they're doing to make your house better. So that's just really what it's all about, just making your home more than it is. We've got a coming up at 10:30, we've got John Merrill is going to be with us, and we'll talk about Amada Senior Care. And last time he was on, we were talking a lot about VA benefits for home care, and we may continue with a little of that today, but we may move on to something else as well. So whatever John wants to talk about is what we'll talk about, and Amada Senior Care is really quite an organization, quite a great organization. Well, shows like the Handyman Show, to bring building solutions and also repairs and remodeling and help complete a project, big or small. And also, we need, what's the difference between need and want? We need pictures on a text to us about project maybe you have completed, because that's important to us as completing a project ourselves, as me explaining or having a guest explain a particular project on the air. It's just as important that we see some of the stuff that you've done or comments on some of the, maybe you've changed a sink or a faucet and you ran into a particular problem that you didn't think was going to be there. Tell us about it. Let's hear about it. Let's talk about it. Because guess what? You're not the only person in the world to have gone through that. It's probably over and over again happened to many, many people. So any project that you've done, somebody is in the process of doing now and would probably benefit from your comment or your picture or whatever you may offer for that situation. We definitely how can you do that? Our text line is 601-879-4395. That's 601-879-4395. And you can see that on our screen. It's up there. And you can text any time that you get a notion. You can also call at 888-808-8637. But when we have, like, John on the air, it's kind of hard to take calls when we have a guest calling in, which John is going to do, which pretty soon we'll get over and we'll start having guests in the studio more and more and start doing more FaceTime with guests on the show as well, because we have so many sponsors and we always have a qualified guest each week and try to accomplish something with them and tell you about what they're all about. But you can't imagine how important your texts and your phone calls are to us. So let's hear from you at 601-879-4395. Find out what you're doing today, or what are you doing to keep cool? You know, maybe you know a trick that we don't know. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to say thank you for the Garden Mama show, because she had peaches on, and he went on to let's see, how do you underline the Saturday morning cartoon feature? Well, He was it this morning with his headgear. It looked great. It looked just like a cartoon character from Saturday morning.
Peaches has more accoutrement than you will ever imagine. He has more fun, colorful things. It's just like a, it's almost like a playground for, you know, an adult with a 18-year-old mind. You know?
I've had some people that have had him work their landscaping around their house before and say that he is a character, and yet he is really quality, is what they tell me.
I'm going to tell you, Peaches is a hoot. He's a great guy and wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
He's a great friend and, again, and professional.
Yes.
He's going to get it done, knows what he's talking about.
That's the key.
And if you need help with potted plants, potted flowers, staging for your home, you're thinking about putting up for sale this summer or whatever it is, getting your pool looking right. I got some images of the pool.
Yeah.
And another thing, one thing I wanted to mention is they have added a really nice deck. Porch to the pool.
Yeah.
And it was all done handyman style.
Sure.
Mike did it, and it's amazing. So I'm going to go get some good photos for you, and we're going to have Mike talk to you one day about this amazing addition that they put on the back of the house. They added the shade. You've got lights, camera, rewired. I mean, done pro job. He did an amazing job. So I wanted to kind of set that up today because a lot of our listeners have seen the pool.
Right.
And they've seen the plants around it. Right. Now we're going to pan a little to the right and show you what a handyman style deal. Somebody did it at home.
Yeah,
you know, and so it's a really good project that really will set. I think people, our listeners, will look at this and go, yeah, you know that I've been wanting to do something like that.
And the truth is, you can.
And yeah, exactly. You just
all you got to have is the want to.
And if you don't know how, I guarantee you, we got a guy here, and his name is Buddy Slowick, and I bet he can help you out with that.
Well, I'll sure try. And if I don't know the answer, I'll put it out in the air, and we'll get it. We'll get an answer for sure somehow or other. But we do work on a lot of projects and have over the years and have a pretty good idea of how things should go. But would love to see a project like that, or because a lot of people have want to add something to their yard to make outside area more attractive to them, but they just really don't know where to begin or how to start or what to build. Should I build a deck? Should I build a gazebo? Should I build a outdoor kitchen facility? Who knows? You could build a ton of things and just enjoy every minute of it. And that's the key, is enjoying your project as you're doing it. And then when you're done, you can look back at it and really, really have some pride in saying, yeah, I did that. But enjoy the journey as well. Enjoy the journey as well. And kind of have things set up so that it's not wasteful. In other words, if you really pre-plan a project, and I do that on paper a lot, just pre-plan a project, you get a pretty good notion of how things are going to go. And by pre-planning it and even drawing it out, you begin to find out there's less waste. You know exactly what you do. And including in a drawing, I always do a cut list. In other words, if I'm building a deck, I know what size the decking has to be. I know what size the posts have to be. I will get everything just already drawn out as to what size it should be cut. So, and then I'll go over it and double and triple check it and make sure it's right, because last thing you want to do is cut something at the wrong size.
Yeah, I worked for a guy back in college and learned how to frame. And the first day on the job, I was learning how to build a wall.
Yeah.
He goes, boy, we built a wall once around here, and if you have to build it twice, it's coming out your paycheck. I said, all right, well, let me get my notebook out. I'm going to start taking some notes. He goes, you better take some notes. And I never had to build a wall twice. So
yeah.
But you learn quick, you know, and this is how you do it. Pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention.
And let's do this right. Measure twice, cut once.
Oh,
let's do this thing one time. We ain't got time to do it twice.
Isn't that a mouthful? Measure twice and cut once.
Right. And I mean, I learned a lot from him. Great guy. And he's one of those that you go, you know, just the knowledge base.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
How you do something, having a plan, sticking to it, knowing how to make adjustments, knowing where to focus your efforts, like measuring twice. I mean, I can't tell you how many times if I don't do that. I mess up, buddy. Yeah. I mean, it's almost every time I don't measure twice.
Yeah.
I do. I go, he taught me that when I was 19.
I do the same. I'll measure one time, like, oh, I can handle 69. No big. I mean, I can handle 96. No big problem. And I'll end up cutting it to 69.
It happens to be every time.
So I learned the lesson about measure twice. It's very important. And another thing that you just last said that's very important is learning from others. When I was a young man, in my 20s, a craftsman from England lived up in Massachusetts where I was at the time. But he was, an absolute craftsman. He knew his stuff, so it's inside and out. And he showed me so many great little craftsman type tricks and how to operate a particular item or how to be a little different on a particular thing. Very, very incredible man. And the knowledge you just get from other people it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable because everybody has a little bit different interest in something else. And in the field in which they're interested in, they probably know a whole lot and probably can help you out a whole lot. So, that's important to do. Well, what's that? A picture of some welding behind us?
Yeah, that's some of our welding. That is a Build Mississippi welding. That's a fairly close-up shot there. So you can see you got a bunch of little kind of psychedelic-y pieces of metal flying around. And
those welders really, really do well.
Yeah, they do, and they're in great demand. Yeah. That's the other thing.
Well, that's the thing about Build Mississippi. It is in the process of trying to create a workforce in the state that can handle the construction, the industrial end of it, and actually work with their hands to really achieve success in this this stay on earth we call life, and be a successful entrepreneur, being in working with their hands and learning how to do a particular project or how to work welding, for instance. Wow, there's so much that's done in welding that we don't see. I mean, the chair I'm sitting on right now, I'm sure, has welding spots on it somewhere. And everybody around them has welding somewhere or other. There's welding done everywhere. But welding is so important. And those people make some money, believe me. They know how to make a fortune, as well as heating and air conditioning people. There's just so many trades that are hurting for individuals and just want individuals in the construction trade. The roofing trade, the commercial building trade is like a whole different animal than the residential building trade. The commercial building trade is like they are very particular about everything and really their estimates are very right on. In other words, the person who does the estimating for a commercial company is a valuable person, be it a male or female. They can really determine what is the necessary material and when it needs to be on a job. Hey, we're going to take a short break here at the Build Mississippi Studios. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. My guest coming up, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, and we'll be talking with him about all sorts of benefits that you can achieve, and we'll talk with him in just a minute. My name is Buddy Sloak. Be right back.
Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
Whether you're a rebel, a bulldog, a golden eagle, or just a sports fan, Super Talk Mississippi has got a podcast for you. For you. Sports Talk Mississippi, The Rebel Report, Thunder and Lightning, The Super Talk Eagle Hour are all now available for you. And it's all free. Free. Get them all on demand at supertalk.fm and on your smartphone. Just search for Super Talk on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Super Talk. Nobody keeps Mississippi informed like we do. With 12 stations covering all 82 counties. If it happens in your state, we're on top of it. The news, the weather, the sports, and the talk that's important to you. The issues that matter to you, your family, and your bank account. It's all right here. And when you're away from home, depend on the SuperTalk app and supertalk.fm to stay in the know. We're proud to serve our fellow Mississippians. SuperTalk Mississippi.
Rock and roll handyman show. Hard to step on that stuff. That's Lance's fault. He keeps playing this stuff that we can't stop. I can't step on. All right. Time to do the rock and roll handyman show. Good morning, John with Amala. How are you today?
Good morning.
All right. Good to have you on board. And it's just, I mean, wow. What an incredible service you guys offer. But, John, I have to say something. John Merrill with Amala. I was looking this morning at the logo that you have that's a circle with a heart and two hands.
And yes, sir.
I really never studied that logo before, but I did today a little bit when I was sitting out in the front in the green room looking at it. I went, that's an amazing little logo. That logo says a lot. It really does.
It's a good representation. You know, we're touching people every day. And that's what it kind of symbolizes with our heart and soul, and that's what our caregivers do every day.
Yeah.
They're really impacting people's lives and, you know, making it easy for them to stay at home, and hopefully they enjoy the company, and we take care of them and get to keep them independent as long as possible.
As long as possible, and that's just, times are changing, and people want to stay home more and more and more and more, and there are more companies like what you provide, a service that you provide that allows people to do that.
Yeah, I feel like we're pretty comprehensive, and, you know, I want to tell you how excited I was last time you and I discussed the VA program that we've been qualified for. We're providers now on the coast, and, man, the phones were ringing. I was so excited. Got to meet with several veterans down on the coast, and you know, they're getting introduced to benefits that they can qualify for, and we're kind of coaching them how to receive those benefits. And I've networked with the county service officers, the veteran county service officers, and it's really taken off great. And I thank you so much for letting me present that to our Mississippi veterans. So,
well, I think that's so important, John, because there's so many veterans out there that are not aware of the programs that are maybe available or aware of the care that they can receive. And all this, it can be brought to their attention with a free consultation with just you and your staff, just by discussion and realizing how they should step in the right direction. And it's worth making the call to get in touch with you. And while we're on that, let's talk about some phone numbers.
Certainly. And my Mississippi Gulf Coast number is 228-216-2448. And that's where I have privileges to provide the VA services. Our statewide number for private pay and people that need help with their long-term care insurance is 601-864-3752. Again, that's 601-864-3752. That's for statewide Mississippi. And look forward to hearing from people, and we'll get back with you and set up a time to sit at the kitchen table and go over either your veteran benefits on the coast or long-term care insurance, and that's statewide. And I love doing that. I've been doing a lot of that lately.
Yeah, you and I have talked about that before, because there's a major lack of understanding of what those policies are all about. People can read them 10 times and still not have a grip on what exactly they're offering. And it takes somebody like yourself to read through them and understand exactly what that policy is saying to them and what they need to do to qualify for a claim.
That is exactly right. And then what to do when you do qualify is the steps. And I try to make it as easy as possible for the families. because if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to go around in circles, and I don't want that. I want them to worry about being independent in their home and let me do the work behind the scenes and then help you file those claims and then get a great caregiver. Again, it's more than just caregivers. Amada is more than that. We love to make sure you have the right caregiver, somebody that matches. You know, we've talked about that, where it's important, personality, skills.
Sure.
Location is everything. It's all those things we factor in, and I have a wonderful staff that has, you know, we have a lot of experience making good matches. And sometimes, we have to, regroup and find a second caregiver.
Sure.
But that's our goal, is to make the family happy and feel confident that they have somebody that's taking care of their loved one.
Well, what I think happens is once you get involved in that type of situation of helping a senior out or helping even a veteran out, which it takes – There's so much peace throughout the entire family when that starts taking place, because all of a sudden their senior, who they're so concerned about, and yet they may live far away and they can't be there enough to help, they know that their senior is being taken care of by a company that really has their interest in heart.
That's correct. And we really take a lot of pride in that. And that's what we're here for. We want to help families kind of navigate that continuum of care, of health care, we call it. So,
well, John,
really,
I don't want to beat the bush too many times, but let's talk a little bit about that VA benefit. What kind of benefits do they offer at the VA that you're involved with that you can advise people towards?
That's perfect. There's really three benefits that we're focusing on. The first one's aid and attendance, which some people are familiar with it, but those that are not, it actually has a surviving spouse benefit. And that's one of the few, or probably the only one, that has a benefit for a surviving spouse, which is wonderful.
Wow.
And it's pretty versatile. It's a pension, so that's not taxable. And we have a lot of people out there that can help you understand if you're qualified. I can get you those people that will help you. The second benefit is the one I'm involved with as well. It's called the Homemaker Home Health Aid. And the veterans that qualify, they're enrolled in a VA medical benefits package, has confirmed eligibility for community-based care service, and has a doctor that is sanctioned by the VA that writes a prescription, basically, that they need home care services. And with those three elements, we can walk you through the process of getting a home health aid in your home. And the process has been streamlined. It's not as frustrating as it used to be. I've got a lot of veteran service officers, or three of them that I've right off the top of my head, that have been so excited about how the VA has changed for the That's so exciting for me to hear, because I've heard the stories from way back about how frustrating it was to get any kind of services. Because of bureaucracy, where they've really done a good job of cleaning all that up.
That's very true, because I know some veterans that 10, maybe even 15 years ago said, I won't go to the VA because I just go to a regular doctor. It's easier.
It's overwhelming. But
it's gotten better. It has gotten better. And I think you're an addition to that, making it better.
Well, I think they've reached out to agencies like mine and said, look, we need your help. We want your help. We want you to be an advocate for veterans just like we are. And I think that's great. That shows that we all need to help each other. And if we can get our veterans to the right people and streamline it, then they're going to get these benefits and not be as frustrated.
Yeah. On benefit number two, you mentioned a thing that the veteran must be enrolled in a VA medical benefit package. But I would probably guess that the VA medical benefit package is not understood by most people who receive it.
Yeah, and that's true. And that's why the key is to sit down and let's talk about your experience with the VA, what you've done so far, and then let's make sure that you've gotten to the right people to qualify you.
Yes.
And that's part of the first steps we take. So I think that's important. Don't get frustrated. If it had experience 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's not the same VA. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm hearing over and over again. So
yeah.
don't think it's the hurdles are as bad as they used to be. So
yeah, I've heard that as well, that it's not the same that it used to be. and yet those people who suffer that stigma 10, 15 years ago are having a hard time getting over that. They're having a hard time understanding that this is really the way they should go.
Right. Yeah. Well, the third benefit I was going to talk to you about is called respite care.
Yes.
And that's kind of, a lot of people don't understand that terminology. It's basically giving a caregiver, a spouse. It gives you the benefit of having a caregiver paid for by the VA come in and give you relief so you can go have a day off, have 2 days off, maybe take a vacation, mini vacation, and know that your loved one's taken care of. And that one's a neat, we call it stacking. You can stack that on top of the homemaker, home health aid, as well as the aid and attendance. These things can work together and really provide a nice package of care that's paid for by the VA. So,
right.
You know, we talk about long-term care insurance. You know, it pays for my services, but this is just goes far beyond that. It has all the benefits of that some of the long-term care insurance policies do not provide.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it's a great benefit package, and I encourage people to please give me a call at that 228-216-2448. And, of course, I'm on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. That's where that benefits. I can help you. And up in Jackson, of course, it's at 601-864-3752. I would love to, you know, set up a time to meet with you and your family, and let's talk about these benefits.
And see what's going on and help people out a lot, because that's basically your whole life is wanting to help people, for sure. That's you have a love of it, you have passion for it, and you really care about their well-being. And I think that is projected throughout your entire AMALA organization.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and that's what we strive for. Yeah. We want to be there for our friends and families and our new friends that we hadn't met yet. So it's an exciting world.
So if you live on the coast and you're a veteran and you're frustrated because of benefits and you don't know where to turn, I'll tell you, call John and make an appointment and have him sit down with you and have let you understand what some of your benefits are all about. And then all of a sudden your life may change. It may be worth doing. It may be worth looking at the whole benefit package and understanding what's available, because you may have looked at it 10 times and still don't understand what it says, but John can look at it one time and have a pretty good idea of what it's talking about and how you should approach it.
Well, I'm doing my best. It's a learning curve every single day, and that's part of the process. We can learn together, and
yes.
I can tell you what I know and learn with you the rest of it. And it's really a... It's part of what we do. We're going to make it, try our best to make you eligible if you need these services.
All right. Phone numbers again, if you will, please.
228-216-2448 and 601-864-3752. And if you just got one of those numbers, we can get you routed to the right person. Either one of those numbers works statewide, so... I appreciate everybody that served our country, and I look forward to helping in the future.
And you can help them very much. And John, I appreciate the time you spend with us and sharing information that's so important, particularly right at this point in time, particularly in veterans. They really need to know that AMADA is there for them and will help them. And if anybody is watching our TV show, you can see the circle of the AMADA logo with hands on top of hands and a heart in the center. It's great. It's worth looking at. But at any rate, thank you, John. I appreciate the time you spend with us.
Thank you, buddy.
And AMADA Senior Care. All right,
Bob, y'all have been wonderful partners, and thank you again.
All right. I hope you have a great day, and I hope your phone just keeps on ringing off the hook.
Okay.
You take care. John Merrill with AMADA Senior Care. Great, great company, and proud to have them as sponsors of this program. They do such a wonderful job, and it's great to know that he's getting involved with the VA, because the truth of the matter is, there was a time where VA just did not have the reputation, and it it really went downhill a pretty good bit from what it, from the way it was established. But pretty much things have changed, and it's changed a great deal, and changed for the better. So it's really worth looking into again and then find out again. It's really worth all of the efforts and all of the benefits that, that they have to offer. And you can do that by getting in touch with Amada, Amada Senior Care. They really know what's going on and can help you. Hey, let me take a minute and tell you about Revel Ace Hardware, one of the better hardware stores in the sound of my voice. Revel Hardware Store is a great, great place that not only has all the hardware that you'll ever need, but also outdoor power equipment. Their wonderful store right next door to their office in Pearl, and their outdoor power equipment has all the equipment that you'll ever need. Zero-turn mowers and steel chainsaws and all the steel blowers and weedy whackers. Check out my friends at Revel Ace Hardware. You'll be happy you did. We appreciate Revel being a sponsor of this Handyman Show, and they've been around a long time. I go to Revel probably once a week. All right, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here on Super Talk Mississippi. Going to take a short break at the Bills Mississippi Studios. Be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Super Talk Mississippi,
your new home for the Ben Shapiro Show.
We don't hold back. We never shy away from telling you the truth.
The most electrifying national talk show on air today.
We have the most important guests and the biggest thinkers in America.
Ben Shapiro, brutally breaking down the issues of the day.
From politics to pop culture, we take a look at all of it. So don't miss out.
Weeknights at 9.
For something new and unique in talk radio, take a listen to the Ben Shapiro Show.
On Super Talk Mississippi. In
we got to step on it, Lance. I'm sorry. Great song.
The Headhunters.
Really?
Kentucky Headhunters.
Wow.
One of my favorites from back in the day.
Sound great.
Kind of like rock and roll country guy.
Yeah, it's kind of like rock and roll country. So I liked it as well. It was really nice.
My dad was always a big fan of them. He'd always say, man, them Kentucky Headhunters. You got to love them.
Kentucky
Headhunters. Yeah. Who are they, Dad? And he's like, oh, they all look like they got long hair and, you know, got a mustache. And, you know, they're just a trip. And you know,
I hate to get into music. I don't want to get into music too much or too early too soon. But there's so much music that's come out of Kentucky.
Oh, man.
When you look at the music, I mean, certainly there's been a whole bunch of music that's come out of Mississippi, but also out in Kentucky fits a bill as well. But we'll get there another time. We'll go there another time. All right. Let's talk about painting latex paint over oil-based paint. A lot of trim in houses years ago was painted with oil-based paint or alkyd-based paint because, one, it's very, very durable. And it tends to lay down a little better with less brush streaks and really look great on a lot of trim. But it's oil-based paint. And there's some states have outlawed any kind of oil-based or alkyd-based paint, and they just used latex paint. So it would be beneficial for you to go ahead and paint this oil-based paint with a latex paint covering. But that's just not a matter of painting latex on top of that and being done with it. There's a process, and there's a process to everything, but there certainly has to be a process to doing this as well. And the process is really quite simple. What you need to do first is, first you want to just clean the area as best you can, just because a lot of fingerprints get on there, and a lot of walking around doorknobs and grabbing the edges of the trim and whatnot. But clean up the trim and then sand it very lightly with some, like, oh, I would say like 180 grit sandpaper, or maybe some 3/0 or 2/0 steel wool. You don't want to. You're not trying to remove any of the paint. You're just trying to abrade the surface just a little bit, and then hit it with liquid sandpaper. And then once the liquid sandpaper is on that, then absolutely rub it down with a cloth, clean it, because the liquid sandpaper not only does it clean and gets rid of all of the impurities that have built up on that molding, but it also preps the surface. It softens the little bit of the existing surface. And it doesn't hurt at this point in time, in my opinion, to go ahead with a second coat of liquid sandpaper. Liquid sandpaper is easily applied, and it's sold in most times like in a paint thinner container. And you just dump it on pour it on a rag, dampen the rag with it, or actually wet the rag with it, and wipe it down on this trim, and it gets the trim ready for paint. At that point in time, paint it with a high bonding latex primer. That will really, and high bonding is going to really make the difference. Once you've achieved that with all of your trim, then you can go back with any sort of finish color in high quality latex paint that you want. And keep in mind, it's important that you use quality based tools, quality equipment, quality paint, and because in the end, you're going to save money. It'll help you so very much. Of course, we're big believers in Benjamin Moore products, and the Seabrook Paint will, of course, they're part of our sponsorship on this show, and Pat and Seabrook will tell you all about how. Matter of fact, you can go to any of their Seabrook stores right now, the one in Ridgeland, and they will tell you exactly what needs to be done to go ahead and paint the trim on your house that may be oil-based at this point in time. The same procedure will hold true for painting paneling. If you're going to, you've got paneling up and you're just really tired of the darkness of it all, and there's two ways to do that. You either can smooth the grooves out and smooth where the paneling joins together out, and that's done with joint compound and sanding. And it's time-consuming, and it's nasty dirty. But it can be done. My preference is just go ahead and paint the paneling grooves and everything as it is, and so that you're really not trying to make look like a sheetrock wall up there anymore. You're trying to look like just painted paneling. And to me, you're going to come out and be happier doing that with much less labor involved. But if you decide to fill the cracks, the best thing I know to do it with is sheetrock joint compound. And it does take a while to apply that and sand it smooth and get that whole project looking like a smooth wall as much as you can. Because remember, paint is not going to cover anything. It's not going to cover any kind of blemish or maybe a little edge on the sheetrock mud that shows. Well, if that's not sanded smooth where it just about disappears, that's going to show through a paint job. So you need to get that painted and smooth as best you can. That works just so well. And at that point in time, then you can go on at that point in time if you decide that you want to go ahead and use latex paint. You can in the future, and from then on in, always will be available latex paint, which is a great, great product. And making it, all of the research that's gone into paint in the past few years has been in latex. There's been very little done in oil-based paint. very little. Matter of fact, I don't think there's been any research in oil-based paint. And there may have a use for it in the industrial area as far as shipbuilding and things of that. But here in the residential market, you're going to find latex products mostly around here. And in some states, that's all you'll find. You'll still find some oil-based and alkyd around here. All right. Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. And we're talking a little bit about painting. And we're going to talk about countertops a little bit. And I think we're also going to talk about building stronger houses. How do we do that? Well, we'll talk about that a little bit, and we'll explain our thoughts on that at any rate, and see whether you agree with that or don't agree with that. We'd love to hear from you. Text line 601-879-4395. Still have not seen any projects. I guess you're not doing any projects because we don't see them. So that's okay. If you don't want to do anything and you just want to be a couch potato, go ahead. that's what the summers are for, couch potato time. However, school's back, so send us those pictures. 601-879-4395. Text from you would just didn't make us smile. That's what we'll do. And we would like to get going on that as soon as we can. All right. Well, a do-it-yourselfer. What is a do-it-yourselfer? That's a person who has got all the ability to do a project. And we'll pick that up a little bit later, but we're going to take a short break right here. And now you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show, the Build Mississippi Studios. And we're talking about making your home more comfortable and a better place to live in. And coming up next is the music segment, which we always throw in like one short little music segment, talk a little bit about it because I've been involved in music so very much and love it so very much, and we have a good time doing it. Now we'll get back to handyman stuff in just a minute. So don't you go away. Buddy Slork right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Be right back.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Cinderella's Tom Keeper.
Yes, take me
Live Loud. 2024. Saturday, August 10th, 8 p.m. Pearl River Resort Silver Star Convention Center. On sale now at pearlriverresort.com. Cinderella's Tom Keefer. Live Loud.
Hi, I'm Josh.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My name is Buddy Slowick. First, before we get going with the music segment, I want to talk a little bit about the texts that just have come in with great pictures. And Mrs. Jones sends a picture of her husband's daytime project, and it's a log cabin that I don't know. It probably may turn into a shed, or it may turn into a small house. I'm not quite sure what it is, but he's in the process of building a log cabin.
Man, that is cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I want to know how the roof got up there. Is there a crane involved, or was that built in?
Well, you know? It seems to me I see a forklift in there.
Yeah,
a
yeah. Bit. I'm kind of seeing that. That's why I was like, man, that is cool.
Well, let's get back to that after a while. But yeah, we're going to do music now.
I like that in a minute.
And then we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. All right, let's get on with the music segment. I want to start with a group called the Box Tops from Memphis, Tennessee. All right, the Box Tops started in 1967, a long time ago, and had many, many major hits. And I was a young man, and there's a story that goes along with the song that we're going to play called The Letter, which is very popular. A good friend of mine had been married. I was a young man, but still, he was a good friend, and he had been married, and they had some problems with their marriage, and he went back to his home in Phoenix, Arizona, and she and her went to her parents' house outside of New York City in Connecticut, and they kind of separated, and he was in Phoenix, and this was long before, you know, cell phones and all that thing, and then all of a sudden, he gets a letter in the mail that says, "You've got to come home because I got to have you as my husband." And so he got in his vehicle and he said, "No train, no plane, no nothing. Just as fast as I can get there, I'm going to get there." And he went to Greenwich, Connecticut from Phoenix and probably a record-breaking time and got there. And it was all because of this song, The Letter by the Box Tops. Let's listen to it.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby,
she wrote me a letter. Yeah, she wrote me a letter. And I guess the rest of the story is their marriage never did work out. So what good did the letter do? I don't know. It got him back home into Connecticut at any rate. That's the way the song goes, the Box Tops. Good group. They played a lot here in the Mississippi area during that period of time, and a lot of people know about who the Box Tops were. Well, next we're moving on to a group called the String Cheese Incident. String Cheese Incident is a group formed in Colorado in 1993, and there are six people in the group, and they're multi-instrument players. They can play everything from accordion to mandolin to you name it. They play it, and they're labeled as bluegrass, rock, funk, jazz, psychedelic, all kinds of music. Therefore, it's hard to pigeonhole them into a particular genre of music, and that's probably why they have not had major hits, and probably they don't care very much because they play a lot around the country and make an awful lot of money being sort of a jam band, if you will, but also a very, very good band. And they did a song called Sirene, which sounds great. I mean, it's worth listening to. And just give a listen to this song. It's the String Cheese Incident.
Okay.
Friends are calling for someone, they're on the way. Which house is it gonna be? Wailing and crying comes closer still. It's on our street today. Roll of the dice becomes a knocking. It takes one more away. For all of the care for planning, never thought it could end this way. I just want to say I love you. Make sure you feel it every day.
String Cheese Incident, man. I've listened to them a lot, and it's really worth checking them out and finding out some of the music they do, because it's great. It's wonderful stuff. I got to turn it over to Lance a little bit and see what he's got up his sleeve for music today. What's up, Lance?
Well, I'm going to go with a little bit of a throwback here, and kind of, you know, people may remember the artist more than they remember the band.
Uh-huh.
But Morrissey, Stephen Patrick Morrissey, born to working class family, known more, you know, famously as Morrissey, you know, one name. He dropped that to start the band The Smiths. He chose the name The Smiths because he felt it was just the most ordinary name that you could name something. And he said, and I wanted this, and felt like this was the time for ordinary people out there. Sure. In the 80s. And so the story, you know, he basically, they had a love for poetry and writing. He'd written a book about a band in New York that he had really, really liked. And I think it was called The Dolls. And so he's a very accomplished, very brilliant person. And when they all kind of got together, there's this mix of just strangeness, you know, unique working folks. And it put together this song just says it all. Now, some may think it's a little odd, but I love the song, and it really kind of has that. There's just a sound to it that captures you, and it's How Soon Is Now.
Well, we always try to play something odd.
Yeah,
on this program.
No, this is one of those I absolutely love.
Let it fly,
and
man.
And then you've got the techno a little bit, and great voice, and great lyrics, and it's really smooth. And this is a song that's, you know, been remastered quite a few times, but the original is great. This is the 08 version, and I'm going to play that now.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm the sun and the air, all the shyness that is criminal in Baltimore. I'm the sun and air, but nothing in particular. You shut your mouth, how can you say? I go about things the wrong way. I am human and I need to be loved, just like everybody else does.
Yeah. What's her name again?
That's the Smiths.
The Smiths.
Back in the early 80s.
Jim Morrissey. Morrissey.
Morrissey, yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Good job, Lance. I appreciate it. We're going to talk a little bit about a group called the Scorpions. The Scorpions were a group that was formed in Hanover, Germany. And they've been formed, in 78 they were formed. And their big song that really made a splash internationally is called Winds of Change. And Winds of Change, most people are familiar with the Scorpions because of that song. But what Winds of Change is all about is was written when they were still in Germany and the Berlin Wall was coming down, and the people in Scorpions decided that they could see around them a political scene is changing in every direction in around them with the falling of the Berlin Wall. And so they wrote Winds of Change, which talks about all of that. Now, I'm not going to play that because that's being played so very much in so many stations, but there's such a great, great, great group, and I want to play something by them called Always Somewhere, which they did years before Winds of Change, and I just think it's worth listening to. Always Somewhere, Scorpions. Too much. It's just a great sound to me. It's a wonderful sound. The Scorpions are just a wonderful group. I think it's an amazing, amazing sound. And if you get a chance to listen to some of their stuff on YouTube.
And they're German, right? Yeah, if I remember as a kid.
They are German.
Because that was always the coolest thing, going, man, there's a heavy metal hair band that's from Germany.
From Germany.
You had all this stuff going on in England already, like the Smiths and all these guys that came around about the 80s.
But here in the
70s.
They're doing this.
Love the Scorpions, though. Yeah. Those guys are great.
Yeah, me too. That was a great song.
And anytime you can rock that hair like that, you could still pull it off. But most of us at our age and over, we don't have – I'd love to see these guys now. You still have that spray in there and all that? Because I bet that's what made it fall out.
Probably so. Do you speak from experience?
No, I never did the hairspray stuff. I wore a hat, baseball.
You said alpha fast.
Yeah, but I wore a hat forever, every day. So you're not supposed to do that if you want to keep your hair.
Oh, no.
I got scraps.
I don't think hat has much to do with it. I think it's hereditary.
Yeah.
That's my guess at any rate. We're going to end this segment with a group that everybody is aware of called Heart. Heart is basically an American-Canadian group, and they were formed in Vancouver, British Columbia, by the lead vocalist. He formed them all by himself, and Ann and Nancy, they sang vocals and played guitar on Barracuda. So let's listen to a little bit of Heart.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money, but they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from 3 licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
If you're home alone and you feel real hurt, come on over to the place where I was, and all your loneliness I'll play the blues for you. Don't be afraid. Come on in.
You might run across. I could go on forever. I could just sit all day and listen to it.
Albert, man, he's smooth.
He's smooth as it can be. All right. Going to the text line a little bit on Super Talk Mississippi. We've got a bunch of things we need to get answers to. First, we're going to talk about a person looking for an extension ladder and is considering buying a fold-up ladder that can maybe it's a do-it-yourself kind of person. And he said that he doesn't use a ladder maybe 10, 20 times a year, not very much. And he doesn't need a very tall one, about 20, 24 feet at most. And was wondering whether Lance and I thought both about folding ladders. And my experience with folding ladders is almost every insurance inspector that has to get on a roof or something has a folding ladder that they use to get up on the roof. And I've never had one, but a subcontractor that I work with has one, and he uses it quite a bit. And as far as I know, it's probably a pretty good investment. It probably does would do the job for a smaller ladder and a larger ladder as well.
Well, there was a insurance adjuster that I had visited with that was looking at roofs, and he had one of those compact, almost slide outs. It's a
slide out,
very lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
Now he was about 280,
right?
280 pounds. I said, "There's no way that thing's going to hold you," because I'm going to show you. I said, "I promise it will. I'm up on these roofs all the time, and this is all I have." And it literally collapses down to about the size of a pillow.
Well, if it in his trunk,
Yeah, I mean, he just pulled it out and just ordered it off like Amazon or something. Wasn't very expensive. I said, "Man, there's no way." And he got up on that thing and got up about three-quarters way up and started jumping up and down on it and trying to break it. I'm like, "Hold on. I'm going to get over here and make sure you don't fall." He goes, "No, I illustrate this all the time. It's not going anywhere." So, yes, I recommend him because I've seen somebody that's 280 pounds lean it up against a house, very light, and be able to get up and down. You know, they're durable, and they can handle almost 300 pounds, from what I can tell, with a lot of extra torque.
Right.
So I believe in those. And, two, they're light. Yeah. And they're not backbreakers, so
I think it's a little handy piece. I do think it's a good DIY type investment to buy a ladder like that rather than buy three or four different type ladders to go to different heights.
Yes, sir.
I really think it would be a better way to go.
I wouldn't use one of those if you're trying to go up to the top floor of a two-story, like trying to paint an overhang or some soffing.
No,
I would get a strong, heavy-duty ladder where you have ample extra,
right,
and get the brace, the U-shaped brace to lean,
keeps you off the roof.
Understand every ladder, it's only as good as the base.
Yeah.
If you've got a rocking base, you're going
to
be rocking.
You don't need to go up
on top. You don't need to go up
25 or 30 feet.
Make sure you have a tool belt.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have hands trying to hold stuff, go on and figure out a way to put a hook on it and hook it off of a footstool above you. So,
because they make
some handy stuff I've had to deal with. Yeah.
They make great hooks for paint pans that can actually hang on ladders.
I've had to use them all the time.
And they work pretty well.
And again, if you're going to get on a roof or anything like that, be careful. But number two, watch what the roofers do. Watch what they're using. They take a piece of the interior foam from a couch or a chair, and you'll see those pieces, and they don't slide. And I will guarantee you, if you're careful and you need to brace yourself, watch those guys. They're really good at what they do.
They know what they
know. And it doesn't matter if it looks like a piece of junk. That piece of foam keeps you on the roof.
It does.
You're not going anywhere with that thing.
That's such a good a handyman tool, if you will.
I promise you.
The throwaway piece of foam.
Before you throw away an old couch cushion, take it out and keep it, because you're going to need it. And anytime you're going to get on a roof, I would recommend it. Number two, you could always cut out a little hole or two in there to put your nice Coca-Cola in it or to hold something. So, they work. It's a great handyman tool, I think.
It's a great
and a great ladder. And make sure if you're getting on roofs, do it with the right shoes, not when it's wet and all those things.
And another thing with do-it-yourselfers on a roof, I know you see people working on roofs all the time, and they walk up the edge of the roof without any problem. Well, do-it-yourselfers always walk up a roof on a valley or a peak. Never walk up a straight part. A flat part is if you walk up a peak, you can have your feet on both sides of the peak and walk up it. And the valley is the same. You walk on both sides of the roof and the chances of slipping are less, but Lance made a very good point. Make sure you have good rubber sole shoes on board, and the roof is not wet, because roofs are slippery. All right. The other thing, some men mentioned that one of the songs we played, I forgot, was the Scorpions or String Cheese Incident, sounded a little bit like Simple Man. And their intro did sound a little like Simple Man, but I don't know quite which.
I was trying to get to it. I was juggling a few things. I'll get it in this segment, though, in the break, and come back with an answer on that.
It was one of those, I know. Now, other than that, we had a lady that sent us a picture of her husband's outside daytime project of a log cabin. That's an amazing structure, and I do have to admit that I have not ever seen a fascia board quite as wide as the one on that one.
that's what I'm saying. That thing's impressive right there.
Yeah, it looks like there's a metal roof on top, I'm guessing.
It is.
And I'm wondering what that building is going to be used for and how they're going to finish between the logs.
Mud.
Yeah, that was the way it was done. But right. I'd like to know there. And I think this is a learning as you go process, is from what I can see.
You know, I've watched three or four different videos on YouTube, uh-huh. extensive ones, with a similar constructed building sure. such as this, using logs
right.
and notching and how it all comes together. So I'm fascinated. This is something that I've actually watched quite a bit and seen people pull off some amazing feats with what is lying around.
Really?
And then
really.
Seeing what you can do with a dang chainsaw. Watching these guys that are good with a chainsaw take a log and make a plank out of it.
Yeah.
And they're just like normal Joes. They're like, yeah, I'm good with chains on. And then you come out with like a beautiful 2x8 or a 1x. I'm like, man, what kind of arm? You know, or what kind of chainsaw? That's a steel. Look at what they are.
How about those guys that take chainsaws and make like eagles?
Oh, it's amazing. I will assure you, most of them are using a steel.
Yeah.
I've watched these, and I know where you can buy a steel.
Yes. Rebel Gut
Rebel Ace Hardware's got them.
Plenty of them.
Yeah, they're ready to sell them to you, and you can get to work building something just like you're seeing on the screen right now. Hobby. Fun. Mother-in-law suite, if that's where you want to go with it.
That's what's going to be sure. Yeah. No, there's not enough windows in there yet. There may be. Who knows?
But anyway. What a great display. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thank you very much for sending that picture. And anybody that's got a project they're involved with, send us a picture of it. Let's see what you're doing. And who knows? You know,
maybe we can get an invitation for when it's finished.
Right.
And go, you know, just take a look, bring some sweet tea.
Inauguration.
Yeah, we'll bring some sweet tea and some fried chicken.
We'll even pop a, well, who knows?
Maybe. Yeah. You never know. I'll always bring a bottle, but I'll be happy to bring a gallon of Milo sweet tea and a bucket of chicken.
There you go.
If you'll let us come check this baby out.
We'll check it out.
It looks amazing.
As long as it's a nice day, we'll be there for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, part of a project, getting ready for a project, is having all the tools and the ability and the want to. If you have all that, then you have to learn what tool is used for what and use it only for that. In other words, many tools will do a lot of different things, and nowadays tools are just in abundance of what they'll do. It's amazing when you look at any kind of website of tools that are available, of some of the saws and some of the cutting saws and some of the drill bits that can be added to drills or attachments that can be added to drills that can really do amazing things. It's amazing how you can do so much work with just such a little bit, of know-how. And again, the advice of a professional, there's second to none. There's somebody who knows what they're doing can help you so much in making a project everything that it should be. All right, one of my pet peeves. Hey, here's a pet peeve. Scissors. Yeah. Household scissors that people use. Anytime I've gone to anybody's house to use their scissors, they kind of stick together. And I mean the blades do. And that's because they have never been cleaned. And they have whatever that you've been cutting, paper or whatever, it sticks on the side of the blade. The best way to clean a pair of scissors is to take like a 4-0, 3-0 steel wool and some WD-40 and spray it a little bit and then just wipe it down. Open it up all the way and wipe it down. Wipe it clean and then clean it up with a rag as best you can. And that'll also lubricate the scissors a little bit and they'll work a whole lot better. Now, if you've got a scissors that are used for food work, then don't use WD-40. Use food-grade mineral oil and clean those scissors up and get them working the way they should be working. And you'll get a little of that mineral oil down in also where they pivot on the hinge, and the scissors will work so much better by doing that that all of a sudden things get a little easier and your life gets a little easier to take care of. All right, let me take a minute to tell you about Atlas Foundation. I'm talking about what a great foundation company they are. they know how to level concrete slab foundations and will do so and help you any way that you want. You call Tony Arpino at 1-800-256-1010 and you tell him you heard about him on the Andy Man Show, and he'll come out and advise what needs to be done with your foundation, how much it's going to cost, and then if they get the job, it'll be done in a matter of a day or two. And there won't be any large trucks driving on your concrete, on your property, or on your driveway. It's all done with a pickup truck and two men and a little bit of equipment. They do a wonderful job. 800-256-1010. Tony Arpino, Atlas Foundation. They really have their ducks in a row. Works the entire state of Mississippi. Understands the soils in Mississippi. And can help you so very much with your foundation. Give them a call and let them know that you heard them right here on the Handyman Show. All right. We appreciate Atlas. He's been with us for years and years, and we appreciate Tony. And won't they stick around forever, forever. Hey, you know, we're also sponsored by Build Mississippi, and I don't think we can ever say enough about what Build Mississippi is all about. In preparing anybody who's interested in a future in the building industry, in the construction industry, in the industrial industry, can get the training that's necessary just by go to buildmississippi.com. Check out their website. Find out what's available, whether it's going to one of their classes in their facilities or going to a trade school or maybe just even taking suggestions going to work for a licensed quality contractor and stepping up the ladder and getting to the point where you're running a business before very long and you're making major, major bucks doing that. And believe me, there are a lot of people out there doing that right at this point in time. But they are skilled, they know what they're doing, and they're quality, quality people.
And I wanted to end that tangent. I've got you up there. Why a career in this field? Why?
Yeah.
Debt-free education. There's one. Number two, immediate job openings. They need you now.
Okay? Right. And they will. So they will tomorrow as well.
Competitive pay. I would say it's better than competitive.
Yeah.
Right? Dynamic career paths. You get to choose this. The world is your oyster. In-demand skills, okay? Growth opportunities here. Licensing and credentials. And guess what? You can be proud of your work, buddy.
You can be real proud of your work.
There's a lot of reasons why, and that's just a handful.
Yeah.
And guess what? You can get this for free.
And most of these people who have gotten to a level of success in this situation end up working like 4.5 days a week. And you can't find anybody on Fridays, Saturdays, or Sundays.
When you're making enough money, you don't have to work all the time.
They're gone. I mean, they just disappear on Friday afternoons. There's nobody around. That's this part of it. Hey, this is the Rock and Roll Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. And we'll be back with more in just a minute. Don't you go away.
Athletics is kicking off Ole Miss football a day early with a gigantic party starring ACM award winner and Ole Miss's own Brett Young live.
In case you didn't know.
Friday night, August 30th at the SJB Pavilion at Ole Miss. It's Brett Young. Brett Young with special guest, another Ole Miss guy, Josh Kelly.
Just like that Georgia play.
Plus, Mustache the Band bringing their 90s country party. Listen carefully. Reserved seats and parking passes are on sale now at OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com. So don't wait. Get yours now as we kick off Ole Miss football.
If you're going to take your shot, then take it.
This is your official invitation to start the party a day early with Brett Young, Josh Kelly, and Mustache the Band, live in concert at the SJB Pavilion, presented by Ole Miss Athletics and Super Talk Mississippi Media.
Hi, I'm...
But what can you do? I don't know how I'm meant to act with all you love. Sometimes I don't try. I just now. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down. Sooner or later, you hit the deck, you get found out. Save it for later, don't run away and let me down.
All right, Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Great shots come in on the text line. We've got a shot of a steel chainsaw that some person bought at Rebel Hardware years ago and still looks like brand spanking new. Proud of it.
Yeah. Oh, and I had a buddy of mine many years ago went by a pawn shop, and they had like a 1980s old metal one. It weighed 400 pounds. The guy wanted very little for it, and I don't even know if it would crank in the shop. My buddy's like, man, I couldn't pass this thing up. I know just the weight of it felt like $100.
Yeah.
And he got it, man, and that thing works like a champ even to this day. And it's, you know, so I will stand behind steel, yeah, even the newer stuff that is much lighter, thank goodness, because some of that stuff, it was pretty dang heavy.
Yeah, well, it was pretty heavy. And chainsaws can be really kind of dangerous. You have to be really aware, pay attention to those.
Well, and make sure that blade's sharp, too, because you'll work 100 times harder with a dull blade going nowhere.
Yeah, you can't have a dull blade on a chainsaw.
So, before you take it to Rebel, they do that stuff.
Yeah.
They'll sharpen your blades and get all that right for you, and it will make a huge difference of getting your job done and amount of time and effort that works for you.
All right. Marshall from Terry sent us a statement about a ladder. About a belt for a fireman's ladder belt. And I don't know exactly what a fireman's ladder belt looks like. Do you, Lance?
I do. Yeah, we use them a good bit. And it's a harness. You know, so, like when we're climbing trees,
yes,
in the Delta, building stands or, you know, anything, it's a harness. So, you know, you can clip into.
I got you.
Or you can, you know, basically attach yourself to the actual ladder.
Yeah.
Or you can attach yourself to a tree or clip yourself on a support line. But it'll usually have a carabiner with a nice heavy hook. So in case you fall, it grabs you.
Great.
A lot of those climbing stands that have a harness for you in case something gives out, you don't hit the ground if the stand comes out from under you. I'm very familiar with the climbing harnesses, and yes, definitely.
That's such a great suggestion. I mean, it really is.
We've got them from the 50s. I mean, ones that line workers are using.
Yeah.
And those things, once you get one, you'll never have to buy another harness. I mean, it's going to last forever.
Yeah. We need, Marshall, if you can, a picture of one.
I'm going to put one up here.
All right, good. Yeah, we may not be able to see it this week. Will you get it?
No, I'll get it. I'll get it.
All right. Yeah, I'd love to have one because I'm not familiar with what they're supposed to look like. I want to know. I want to know. And that's for sure. All right. Countertops. Oh, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about countertops here. Countertops in kitchens are supposed to be workspaces. And they should not be cluttered with canisters and all sorts of salt and pepper shakers and spices and racks and this and that. Counters are workspaces. Keep them clean. And you say, you have granite or stone countertops, and somehow, even cleaning them, they still have that rough surface to them. Well, how do you get rid of that? Well, this is a spray called Miracle Spray that works hard in cleaning porcelain or any kind of solid surface countertop. It works on granite. It works on marble. It works on Onyx that works on just about anything, and it makes the countertop a whole lot better to use and a whole lot cleaner to use than what it would normally be. And it works very, very well. And a lot of people I know are still living on plastic laminate or Formica-type countertops. Well, those can be cleaned easy enough and really can be cleaned easy enough with just any kind of household cleaner, just about. It's not a bad idea to use some sort of, at this point in time, it's not a bad idea to use some sort of disinfectant on them, if at all possible. But it works, keeping those counters so that they're workspaces and that space is available to you is very important. Keep all this salt and pepper shakers and all that stuff out of the way and out of sight, out of mind, and so you can get some work done on the counter like you're supposed to, like you want to. Countertops, it's so important. And there's so many different types available today. I mean, I'm considering changing the countertops in my bathroom, the master bath. There's a, on one side, I have a large vanity with and on the other side, I have a smaller vanity without a sink in it, just a vanity top. And I'm there right now. They're cultured marble, which is probably, you know, a number of years old and is beginning to look like it's got some age to it. And I know there's process of recoating it and resurfacing it, but I've never seen that done where it doesn't look like the product has been resurfaced. So I'm going to change them. I intend to change them. I want to do that. And I'm not sure whether I want a sink below, mounted from the bottom, or an actual drop-in sink. I'm not sure yet. I haven't figured that out yet, because I'm still at 100% sold on those undermount sinks. And I know there's probably 17 countertop people right now that are cringing, going, "What is wrong with this guy?" Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just not sold on them just yet. I just think that's a way to create bacteria, and there'll be always be a groove in there. There we go. We've got it up on the screen. A fireman's harness, if you will, or Lance got it up. All right. And so, if you're watching us on television, you can see what a fireman's harness is all about, or a fireman's pouch. It works, man. I'm telling you, what a lifesaver that would be, because I've stepped on a ladder many, 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 many times, and I can't count the number of times that my foot has slipped off one of the rungs, and I've almost slipped.
But I mean, it's definitely an essential tool if you're going to get up higher than 10 or 15 feet.
Yeah.
And I would even say, you know, be careful. Because these things work. Everything's not, you know, foolproof, though. You can't act like an idiot using them and go, "All right, my life's saved." You got to kind of follow the instructions, right. Harness up the right way, and make sure it's secure. But, right. Yeah, they're lifesavers. They are.
That's a great suggestion. We appreciate it, Marshall. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, and if you ever, you know, any of these types of things, remember, most everybody, we live in a community where there are firemen and fire stations. Those are amazing resources for so many things. If you are just curious and you don't know an answer and you need some, go run by the fire station. Those guys are awesome.
Well, Refl wouldn't have anything like that, would they?
I'm sure they do.
You think so?
I think they'd have a harness.
I'm going to call them and ask them today. And find out if they've got a
fire. Everybody, get a harness if you're climbing ladders, and take, especially, like Buddy said, you don't want to hit a slippery step.
No, it's just climbing up a ladder. You're going to, sooner or later, just miss a step or miss a somehow or other.
And it doesn't really turn out like Clark Griswold on, you know, Christmas Vacation. You know, those falls are usually a little worse.
Yeah, that's usually a lot worse. But at any rate, we're not going to talk about that right now. Griswolds. Oh, well. Well, we're in the process in this country of building stronger houses. And we're going to do that in the future, and we'll talk about that in the next weeks coming up, how we're going to build stronger and build better houses. And that's the kind of thing we're going to talk about here on the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We do it each and every Saturday from 10 o'clock until 12 o'clock. Take your calls. Take your texts. We'd love, again, jump on board the text line, send us pictures and whatnot. all sorts of things, and we'll get them on the air as often as we can. Check us out on the television or on any app, on the SuperTalk app, or any way you can get us many ways during the week. Buddy Slowick saying thank you very much for listening. Talk to you next week on the Handyman Show at the Build Mississippi Studios. Goodbye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder.
Bye-bye.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog Jake Mangum. I wouldn't be where I am today without the love and support of my family. It's critical to have people around you that are always on your team. The outstanding folks at Farm Bureau do just that with their competitive rates and exceptional customer service. Be a part of the team that rallies around you. It's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
Are you looking for a contractor for your new home or remodel? Go licensed. Unlicensed contractors may try to convince you that pulling your own permit can save you money. But they may do shoddy work, or in some cases, no work at all, costing you far more in the long run. Protect yourself and your investment by comparing estimates from three licensed contractors. Remember, go licensed.
For more information, contact the Mississippi State Board of Contractors at msboc.us.
Hello, my name is John Merrill, the owner of Amada Senior Care. We're your local trusted advisor for senior home care. We provide experienced caregivers for your loved ones so they can remain in their home. Just like you would care for your loved ones, our employees provide assistance with their personal care needs. As your trusted senior advisor, I can help your family navigate the long-term care insurance process. Just call me, John Merrill with Amada Senior Care, for your free in-home consultation. 601-864-3752.
A SuperTalk Mississippi Media Production.